Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Kuf Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins at the beginning of the new Perek, the 14th Perek of Shabbos, Perek Shmoyne Shrotzim. You'll notice it on the lower half of Daf Kuf Zayin Omid Aleph. Before we begin the perek, the first daf has a great deal of information that if one hasn't learned these topics before, he will find it rather novel, something out of the ordinary, we'll say. We have on the side of the Gemara, under our, our topic heading, we've written Or HaSheretz, the skin of a sheretz. One, legabi tuma, we know that a dead sheretz is metame, an adosha, which is often translated as a lentil quantity of dead sheretz flesh, meat, will metame. What about the skin of a sheretz? If the skin is viewed as part of its flesh, so it too will be metame. If the skin is viewed as something separate, so it won't be metame. Another issue concerning the or of a sheretz. Sheretz, of course, is a creature that is a very low-legged creature. The Torah in Sefer Vayikra lists 8 kinds of shrotzim whose flesh, whose bosar, is capable of rendering, communicating tumah. In other words, it's a source of tumah. Other kinds of dead shrotzim are not metame. It's only 8 that are listed off in the Torah. So, we also mentioned that the Or HaSheretz has a nafgamina, legabi chavola b'shabbos, that chavola is the infliction of an injury or a bruise. So the our note continues by saying chavola shayach b'or hasheretz. Chavola, bruise or injury, is something that is applicable to the skin of a sheretz. The havi chabura she'eno choseres. It's a permanent type injury that results. In other words, there's a blood flow that is caused by the impact, and it doesn't get reabsorbed into the flesh. The Gemara will deal with the question of Man Tana de Shmoyne Shrotzim Yesh Lohem Or. Who is the Tana that says that the 8 Shrotzim mentioned in the Torah have Or? And when we say they have skin, Or is skin, our intention is to say that its skin is nifrad mi besoron, that its skin is a separate entity from its flesh. We have an additional series of notes on the side of the Gemara. You'll notice there's a double star. This double star is connected to the beginning of the Gemara itself, but let's read this note anyway now. Nikudos klolios. These are general points of information. These points are very important to know. One might find it difficult to memorize them. However, by at least hearing them, becoming familiar with them as we continue in the Gemara, so it will make things a bit easier. And the more you go over this kind of sugya, the more this will become second nature. So, in the meantime, we have under our note, Nikudos Klos, general points. Number one, the expression Orosehen Kibesoron, that its or is like its flesh, its skin is like its flesh. When you see that expression, Shayech loymar shegam or hasheretz metameh. It then becomes possible to say that the or, the skin of a dead sheretz, will communicate tuma kibesoran, as their flesh or their meat communicates tuma b'chadosha, an adosha quantity of skin. Once again, by saying o rosein kibesoran, you're saying that the or, the flesh of the sheretz, will be a source of tuma like its meat. Another expression, yesh lohen or, if you see that expression, they have or. They have or is an expression sounds making it sound like they have or which is distinct from their bosar. That loshon, that expression, yesh lohen or, means that chavola shayich lo, that chavola, infliction of injury, which is something forbidden to do on Shabbos, has is possible, has relevance to or. We now turn to the note under that, where you see Vayikra Yud Aleph. We mentioned before that the Torah in Sefer Vayikra lists off the different shrutzim that are sources, are Avos HaTumah, communicate Tumah, and we will take a look, we'll read the psukim together just to get a flavor of the matter. So we've written on the side Vayikra Aleph. We're going to be looking at psukim Choftes, Lamed, and Lamed Aleph. The pasuk says, Vezeh lochem hatomei b'sheretz ha-sheretz al-oretz, and these will be shrotzim that communicate tum, of course, when they're dead. These are names of shrotzim. Ha-choylid va-achbor va-hatsov Lemineu, each one according to its own category. Pasuk Lamed. In that pasuk, by the way, three shrotzim were mentioned: the Cholid, Achbor, and Tzav. Pasuk Lamed, Vanoka, Valkoyach, Valito, Vachimet, Vatinshomes. In this pasuk, you see five more shrotzim mentioned. And Pasuk Lamed Aleph says, Eile Hatmeim Lochem, Bechol Hasheretz, etc. Let us now turn to the Mishnah. Shmoyne shrotzim ha'amurim b'Torah, the eight shrotzim that we just saw in the pasuk that are stated in the Torah, ha'tzadon v'achovel bohen chayov, one who captures them, and as Rashi says, they are something called mino nitzod. They are types of creatures that people want, need them for whatever purpose. So that's why it's chayov mishum tzeda. As Rashi says, Chayav Shebemino Nitzo. They are things that people do trap. The Hachovel Bohen Chayav. And one who inflicts a chavola, an injury, a bruise, to them will be in violation of Shabbos. This is an indication, as we said in our introduction, that they have or. Rashi says, "Vachovlen chayav diyesh lehen or." That's a sign that they have skin. Kedemeforsh begemar v'havilo chaburo sheino chazeres, and as a result of it having skin that's considered distinct from its flesh, it's an injury that eino chazeres doesn't completely heal. It's not reversible. V'havilo toldo deshochet, and a bruise is an outgrowth of the molocha of shochet, or Netilas Neshama. Lishna Achrina, another pshat that Rashi has, Kivon Dieshlan Or, Nitzpa Or, Bedam, Anitzrar Bo, since they have Or, the blood flow that takes place in the skin makes it reddish in color, the Chayav Mishum Tzoveya, and as a result, he's then guilty for the Moloch of Tzoveya, of coloring, or dying. Dying, of course, D-Y-I-N-G. We continue in the Mishnah, after section 1 of the Mishnah deals with the Shmoyne Shrotzim, Usha'ar Shkotzim Uramosim, other kinds of crawling creatures, like a Toilas, Nechoshim Vakrovim, which might translate as worms, snakes, and scorpions. These were not found in the Pasuk, hence when they're dead, they're not Metameh. Ha'choyvel Bohen Potter, one who inflicts a chavola, hits them and injures them, he is not chayav for chavola, Why? Because they don't have ore. Again, legally speaking, you might say in English, well, they have skin, but they don't have what we classify in halachic terms, ore. Ha sodon, one who captures the other kind of shrutzim. So litzorech chayav, if you're capturing them for a purpose that you need them, you need that which you captured. Chayav shelo litzorech poter. If you caught one that people generally don't catch, as Rashi says, the ein b'mino nitzo, then you're poter because it's a malacha shenatzricha legufa. And in according this Mishnah, it would be in conformity to Shitas Rabbi Shimon that says a malacha shein tzricha legufa, when you're doing the malacha for a purpose other than its designed purpose, and tzeda is a malacha that's designed to capture the prey or the victim because you need it. Therefore, if you catch it and you don't need it, the animal itself, you would be exempt. The Mishnah continues a third category, Chayav Yoiv Shebru Shuso, a person that has in his possession animals or birds. So Hatzodon Potter, one who captures them, he is exempt because they're already captured, they're already in your possession, in your domain. Vachoivil Bohen Chayav, but one who inflicts a Chavola on them, on Chaya and or Oof, so he will be guilty. And once again, that's a sign that they have ore. The Gemara. Midikotoni hachoivu ben chayav, from the fact that it says regarding the eight shrutzim that we saw featured in the pasuk, that one who inflicts a chavola on them, he is guilty. Mechlal di islehu or. That's a sign that they have ore which is distinct from their bosser, from their flesh. Man tana, who would say such a point that the eight shrutzim are characterized by ore that's separate from their bosar? To answer the question of man tana, we will see two approaches, and we've double underlined the names, and under our mivne heading in the lower corner of the page in the margin, we've indicated the double underliner. Shnei deos kemi lahamid mishnosenu, two approaches in how to establish authorship of the Mishnah. So Shmuel's the first approach. Omar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Disnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Chulin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmoine Shrotzim Yesh Lohen Oros, the eight Shrotzim of the Torah, of Sefer Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph, have or. Now, being that they have or, that means that it's Shaykh to be over, to be guilty of chavola. Chavola is something shayich, has relevance only if we describe the creature as having or. And we saw earlier in the Rashi, the fact that it has or is an indication that when blood is released inside of or, it doesn't get reabsorbed, it coagulates or clots in the or, and it remains a permanent injury. Not so with regard to a bosar-related injury. So Shmuel in the meantime has said that our Mishnah, which says all Shmoyne Shrotzim are Shayach to them Chavola, that conforms. Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri says the Shmoyne Shrotzim have or. We look at the Rashi, Shmoyne Shrotzim Yeshlem Oros Upolig Adarabonon. Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri, who was quoted from the Mishnah in Chulin, is at odds in controversy with the Rabbonon. The Amri, Ve'or V'rotav, the Rabbonon in Perek, Ho'or V'rotav, Perek in Chulin, they say, Ho'anoko v'akoyach v'halito'o v'achoymet, four shrotzim from the Torah, mitamin v'chadoshe kibsoron. They are, their oros, their skin, is mitama like their flesh is mitama b'chadosh, an adosh quantity. What does that show you? Al mohani arbo les luhu or. That four of them, according to the Rabbanon, four of them don't have or. Our Mishnah that says all eight of them, it's shayach chabola is shayach only if something has or. who would say that all eight have or. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Gemara continues. Rabo Barav Huna Omar. Rav. He quotes Rav. Afilu Teimu Rabbonan. Our Mishnah, which deals with Chabola B'Shabbos, could conform to the Rabbonan there in Maseches Chulin. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbonan le de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri elo le'inyan tumo. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that is with regard to Tuma and the possibility of the or generating Tuma. And the Rabbonan in the case of Tuma, in the realm of Tuma, they hold that some of them don't have or. We saw in the Rashi those that don't have or, and we know that because Oroseen are Metama like their Bosar. Some of them don't have or, and therefore they're or, and we say don't have or, and we mean they don't have this halachic category of or, and the nature of the halachic category of or is that it's not Metama. Some of them don't have or, indicating then that their skin is Metama. Be very careful when learning a sugya like this not to fall into the, we call the translation trap. Skin is not or. Or is a halachic term that represents the part of the anatomy that we associate with skin. However, there are halachic categories that you have to keep in mind all the time. So we continue in the Gemara with Rav saying that the Rabbonan could be the author of our Mishnah as well. It is true that the Rabbonan say that some of them, four of the Shrotzim, don't have or. That's within the realm of Tuma. Dichtiv, Eile HaTmeim Lochem. That is a Posuk. Look, and we saw that Posuk Lamed Aleph. We have it written on the side of our Gemara. What's the role of that Posuk? The Rabbois Shorosein Kibasoran. That's to include some of the Shrotzim making their or like their Bosar and being a source of Tuma. So with regard to Tuma, we can say they don't have or. Avol Le'inyan Shabbos Afilu Rabbonon Modu. But as far as Hilchis Shabbos is concerned, with regard to the Din of Chavola, the Rabbonon will agree that all eight do have or. That means that they are shayach to Chavola. So what we're doing in this sugi is simply making a split, a split in halacha, in halachic categories. Namely, that with regard to Tuma, four of the eight, according to the Rabbonon, don't have or. But with regard to Shabbos, those four, as well as the other four, means all eight, do have or. And as we say, that's with regard to Chabola. So you can have something that on the one, the same creature, four of them in fact, we will say regarding Tuma, they don't have or, and regarding Shabbos, they do have or. As we continue in the Gemara, we have a new marking, the bow tie shape, and this is on the side of the Gemara, explained under the Mivneh heading, the lower corner of the page. We have the expression Ul'inyan Shabbos. You'll notice it in a bow tie, and as a geometric form, that means you can expect more. So there's one over here, and you can skim down the right-hand side of the Gemara text, where you see here a number one. You continue on to Amud Beis, keep skimming down from the top, you'll run into a number two. What do these represent? So on the side, we've explained Ule'inyan Shabbos is what's in the marking. Ule'inyan Shabbos lo pligi. The Gemara will be asking here and later a question on Rav. These are kushios al Rav. Shesovid l'inyan Shabbos l'kuli alma shmoyne shrotzim yesh lehem or. These will be kashios on Rav, who said that regarding Shabbos, regarding Chavola, all eight have or. So we're going to challenge that. The Gemara, and we also have a long question marking, the kuf you see encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, with a descending vertical dashed line, basically takes in this Tanaic source till the third line from the top of Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, asks, Ule'inyan Shabbos lo pligi, Is it so that regarding Shabbos, the Rabbonin don't disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri v'Hatanya? We have the following source. Bear in mind, as we read the source at the end of this page, you'll see a bracket that begins. What we want to do is initially we will skip the bracketed section, and that means we'll pick up the reading at the end of the second line from the top when we get there. So we want to keep a smooth reading as we read the Gemara for the first time. Then we'll come back and look at what's in the brackets. So it says in this source, Hatzod echod mishmoyne shrotzim amurim b'Torah, one who captures one of the eight shrotzim mentioned in the Torah in Parshas in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph. Hachoyvel bohen chayov, divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, one who imposes an injury in them, will be chayov. Now that's a sign that they have or. V'chachomer moimrim, notice the skip now, ein or choluk mibosar, elo lema shiloi monu chachomim. The idea of the or being separate from bosar, and when we say that, it means that they have or, that is true regarding those shrotzim that the chachomim did not list off. When we speak about the shrotzim that the chachomim listed off, so we saw in Rashi that who they were. And we have a little note on Omid Aleph toward the lower part of the inside margin, a little note where we wrote, Elu monu chachomim shorosem kibesoram, Klomar ein lehem or. These are the ones that don't have or, the anoku, the kechotah, the chimet. And here the source is saying that there is no or, ein or choluk mi basar, elo lemashiloi monu chacham. We say the ein, there are a lot of there's double negatives over here, so ein or choluk mi basar, elo, meaning the case of or being separate from the basar, which in other terms means they have or, are those that were not listed by the chacham. So if you take anoka koyach l'tor and chomet, you leave them aside, so you'll be left with the other four that are mentioned in the pasuk. Those are the ones that have or, and it's shayach chabola in them. What do we see then? As far as Chabola is concerned, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that Chabola is shayach in all eight. The Chachamim are saying that Chabola is shayach only in four of them. So how can Rav say that regarding Shabbos, which means Chabola, everyone agrees? The Gemara will give an answer, and that follows right after the source that we just finished reading. Let's go over the bracketed section, and we should point out before we even learn the bracketed section, from the second line from the top, you may have noticed a triangle. We didn't read it yet, but on the side of the Gemara, under the Mivneh heading on Omid Beis, the upper part of the page in the margin, you see the Mivneh and a triangle is featured. These are Deos, Behesber, Shitas, Chachomim. The triangles highlight Amoroyim that explain the Shitas Chachomim. Yesh Litzayin, it's worth pointing out that 2 and 3, Haim Tshuvos Litovas Rav. 2 and 3 represent points of defense for Rav, the B'Shabbos Lo Pligi, that with regard to Shabbos there is no Machloikis. So that's what Rav said. In the meantime, we read a source, and in reading the source, it appears that there is a Machloikis. We now go over the bracketed section. The reason the brackets are here, we have a note on the lower part of Omed Aleph by the star, and we've written Sograim L'Shem Dilug. The Sograim are for skipping purposes, as we did. Kidei L'Shmor Al Retzef HaKriya, to maintain a continuity in the reading, continuity of thought. B'Socham Aloshon Bo'itikun, within the brackets, we'll run into text, language that needs fixing. So now we go back to the bottom, and let us read from the bottom. V'chachomim oimrim, ein or, elo, lema shemonu chachomim. the concept of Or as being separate from the Basar, and hence the Din Chabola is Shayach to it. When is that the case? When is the Or viewed as separate? That is with regard to the Shrutzim that were mentioned by the Chachamim, that were listed off by the Chachamim in Maseches Chulin. The Gemara asks, Adarabba, L'mashimonu Chachamim Ein Lohen Or. The list of the Chachamim in Maseches Chulin are specifically those that don't have Or as separate from their Basar. Don't forget, their list was saying that those, there are actually four of them, their Or will metame like their Basar. That means their Or is really considered Basar and not Or. It's not something that's separate. It's part and parcel of the Basar. So how can this source say that those that were listed by the Chachamim are the ones that have Or? If anything, those that were listed by the Chachamim Maseches Chulin don't have Or. The Omar Abaye, Hachi Ka'omar. Abaye explains Shitas Chachamim as follows. Ein Or Choluk Mi Basar. The situation of the Or, of the skin being considered something separate from the Basar, meaning it has, what we said before, it has Or. Elo Lema Shilo Monu Chachamim. Regarding those that were not listed by the Chachamim in Maseches Chulin. Those that were not listed, those are the ones that have or as being separate from their Basar, and hence those would be the ones that Chabola of Shabbos is Shayach to. Of course, that's different than Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who said that Chabola is Shayach to all eight. The question then remains on Rav. How can Rav say that regarding Shabbos there is no machlokas? When we see that regarding Shabbos there is a machlokas, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, all eight are shayach to chabola, meaning in halachic terms, all eight have or a separate from their basar. And according to the Chumim, only four can be described as having or separate from their basar. And once again, we have to emphasize the source we just read was a Shabbos source. Omar le Rava. Rava attacks Abaye. Abaye we saw in the triangle. And he says, Ha lema shimonu chachamu komar. Abaye, in rereading the source, is changing the language. Rava says, you can't change the language of the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that ein or ela lema shemonu chachamim. So, what do you make of that? Elo omar Rava, hachi ko omar. Bearing in mind, as we read on with Rava, we're also going to see how the source that we read, that we opened up with as a kasha rav, is no kasha. So Rava represents a defense of Rav. He's defending Rav against the question raised by the source. Elo amar Rava, hachi komar, ein or metame kebasar, elo lamash shemonu chachamim, or as being metame like basar, that is true only with regard to those that were listed by the chachamim. Those that were listed by the chachamim, we say orosehen kebasaran. Rashi though is extremely important. We look at Rashi on the third narrow line. Omer le Rava, v'hol l'mashim onu chachom kamar, v'lo toi tana bein monu l'lo monu. The Tana wouldn't make a mistake like you, Abaye, suggested, between saying it in the positive and saying it in the negative. Rashi continues, ein or metame kibosar, v'hochi ko amri le. Thusly, the chachomim in the source were responding to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And pay attention that as we go on, we will see how Rava's approach is a defense of Rav. The Ko'amris, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that which you said, the Inyan Shabbos, yesh lehen or, avol the Inyan Tuma, o Rosein kibesoran, de Israbu mehatameim, you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Rura, are saying that regarding Shabbos, so they have or, but regarding Tumah, they don't have or, because of the Pasuk HaTameim, which is Marbe. So the Chachamim say, Ein or mitame kebosar, elo li'oysan arbo shemonu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Rura wanted to say that regarding Tumah, all eight have or, that's mitame kebosar. The Chachamim say back, not so. Or is not mitame except by those four, not eight, those four that the Chachamim listed off. So the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Rura and the Chachamim in the source is a machlokes concerning the realm of Tumah, not with regard to Shabbos. The Gemara continues. According to Rava's approach, it leaves room for us to think, Mechlal de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hanoch Nami, Deloy Monu Chachomim Mitamin. Are we to really believe that? That according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, though even those that were not listed by the Chachom, the other four, their skin is metame. The ha katani, it says over there regarding Tumah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmoine Shrotzim Yesh Lohen Oros Velo Metamin. Well, that's a clear kasha then on the way Rava presented Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Once again, according to Rava's presentation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he had us believing that Ligabi Tuma, all eight Shrotzim, they are Orosan Kibasarim, and they would be Metame. But Rabbi Yochanan Muri doesn't say that. He says actually the opposite. He says that the Shmoyne Shrotzim have Or, and they're not Metame. Elo Omar, the Gemara continues, Elo Omar Rav Ado Bar Matona, Tritz Ochi. Alright, we're at the third approach. Vachachomim Oimrim. Le'inyan tumo, ein or lema shemonu chachomim. We look at Rashi, Tritzachi, Sami mi braisa ela. Take out of the braisa the word ela, utni, and read as follows: ein or lema shemonu chachomim. The Chachamim say that there is no or regarding the four that the Chachamim listed off. As far as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is concerned, there is, as we saw before, all eight of them have or. Rashi continues, Umihu l'rav lo tikshi. But as far as Rav is concerned, there is no kasha. The hochi ko'amri lei. Thusly the Chachamim were saying to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, le'inyan Shabbos modino loch. Regarding Shabbos, the Chachamim are moided to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, da'choivel bohen chayov. That one who inflicts chavol on them will be chayov because they have or. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, all eight have or. The Chachamim are saying, you know, regarding Shabbos, you're right. All eight have or. That's just like Rav. Aval inyan tuma, pliga. But as far as tuma, we argue. Di'ein or li'oison dalid shemonu. Because regarding tuma, we will say, there are four of them that were listed by the Chachamim that are metame, by virtue of the fact that we're saying they don't have or regarding tuma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that all eight have or, and all that would mean that all eight will not be metame. The Gemara continues, Vakati le'inyan Shabbos lo pligi. But still, regarding Shabbos, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. The Hotanya Hatsod Echod Mishmoine Shrotzim Amurim B'Torah, one who captures one of the eight Shrotzim listed in Sefer Vayikra. Hachoivel Bohen Chayov. one who inflicts an injury on them will be chayev bishrotzim sheishlan oros. That is, if you inflict the injury on the shrotzim that have oros. Those are the four that were not listed by the chomim in Chulin. V'eizohi chabura she'eno chozeres. What is meant by a chabura that doesn't heal? Nitzrar hadam afopisha lo yotza. Rashi explains this. Nitzrar hadam ne'asaf v'nikshar b'mokim echad. The blood after the impact gathered together and became literally tied up in one spot. Shuv eino chozer v'nivla. It doesn't get reabsorbed into the body. So a chabura is this gathering of blood in the skin, even if it doesn't actually flow outwards. The next opinion, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmoine shrotzim yesh lohen oros. As far as the Chachomim are concerned, four have oros. Those are the shrotzim that were not listed by the Chachomim. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, all eight have or. So you see that regarding Shabbos, there is a machlokes. Omar Rav Ashi, Man Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama in this source is not the Chachomim. The Chachomim agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that Chavol Shach by all eight. The Tanakama in this source, and by the way, by saying that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees with the Chachomim, that is a defense of Rav. That's good for Rav. There is another Shita that disagrees. It's Rabbi Yehuda. And he says that Chavola is Shayach on the regarding the Shrotzim that have Oros, meaning those that were not listed by the Chachomim. And Ravashi says the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda. The Ozu Boser Gisha means he goes in in order to determine or define whether something has or, he goes according to the texture, the feel. The Gish does the feel. The Snan Rabbi Yehuda Omer Halita Kichulda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Lita is going to be treated like the Chulda. The Chulda is a very thick-skinned creature. You can feel it. So that is will make it like that will make it different than Bosar. If we look in the Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda he tilinyan tuma lo yolif meila tmeim. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, and claiming that the skins of the shrotzim are metama, he doesn't learn it from the pasuk elatat tmeim. Elo ha'u di isle gishta sha'oro of v'yeshlo or mamish eino kibosar. He goes according to the feel, the texture. Namely, if you have a creature whose skin is thick, then it's not like its bosar. V'sheino of have kibosar. And if the skin is thin, then it will be like bosar. V'ha lita'ah, that sheretz called lita'ah, mishum de'oiro av, since it has a thick skin, mashmi le kechuda, it's compared to the chuda, Barva Rota, which is the name of the parak in Chulin, Hilkoch Le'inyan Shabbos Nami. Therefore, regarding Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Shabbos as well, Lav or Hu B'Sholosh Mehen. Three of them don't have or, and they're Anoka V'Kech V'Chemet. Five of them, and by the way, when we say the Gabi Shabbos, they don't have or, that means there would be no Chabola Shayach to them. But five of them would have or, and hence by five of them there would be Shayach Chabola B'Shabbos. Rashi continues, Avol Rabbonon de Orvo Reutev, the Rabbonon in Maseches Chulin, Shemonu Halita Bahach Sherosein Kibbasorn, who listed Lita as one of those whose or is like the Basar, which would mean that there is no chavola shayach in the lita'ah. Alma de tamayu lav mishum or v'lav or. The basis of the rabbonin from Maseches Chulin is not on classifying something as or not or. Elo mishum drasha dekra the inyan tumahu the pligim mishum kra. It's a function of how you look at the pasuk. Avale inyan Shabbos modu devadai or hein. And this is the key point for the general sugya, which is the defense of Rav, that regarding Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri will concede that they do have or. We continue in the Gemara. E hachi. If this is so, that the Rabbonon will agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri regarding Chavola, the Lashon of what we saw elsewhere, Hai Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, when the source says Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, it should have said Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Machlikuso Mi Boyalei. It's these are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and those that disagree with him, namely that regarding Shabbos, saying that one who's chovel in the eight shrotzim, he is chayav. Why does it say in the source that we saw this at the bottom of Omer Aleph? It says achovel chayav divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. It really should have said achovel divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri vachachomim. So the Gemara answers, Tani. Or more accurately, just to keep faithful to the words of the Gemara, instead of saying just Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, it should have said Divrei Rabbi Yochanan umachlukoso mi boyalei. Machlukoso means the one who argues with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, meaning they have an argument regarding Tumah, but regarding Shabbos, they would agree with one another. So why doesn't it say thusly in the source? So the Gemara answers, let it say thusly, Tani, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Umachlukuso. So say that, Bo minei Levi mi Rebbe. Levi asks of Rebbe, Minayin lechabura she'eno chozeres. From where do we know that a chabura is something that doesn't go back, literally go back to its original state, doesn't heal? And once we can establish that a chabur is something that's not chozeres, we can, as Rashi says, where you have an injury that does revert back, is it would not be a chabura. So from where do we know that a chabura is that which is not chozeres? Dichtiv, the pasuk says, Hayafoch kushi oro v'nomer chabar berusov. My Chabar Berusov. What does that mean? The Pasuk describes the Nomer with its Chabar Berusov. Now on a simple level, a Nomer is a leopard. It's a spotted animal. Different colors on its fur as a result of the spots. E lema dekoi rikmi. If you were to think that Chabar Berusov means that it's covered with rikmi. Rashi says menumor begvonim, that a nomer in the pasuk is literally a leopard, and chaburusov, if you think that's what it means, chaburusov would then mean multicolored, with its spots having one color and the hair around it another color. If that's what you think it means, Hi, the Nomer Chabar Berusov, Nomer Givonov Miboyalei. It should have said, could it be that the Nomer changes its Givonov, its colors? So since it doesn't say that, it must have a different meaning. Elo Kikushi. Kushi is a person of Negro or black skin, black complexion. So when we look at this pasuk, the nomer chabar berusov is juxtaposed with the kushi. Ma oro de kushi eino chozeres, just like the skin, the flesh of a kushi remains, that it doesn't change. Af chabura eino chozeres. So to a chabura, is something that doesn't change. It remains as it is. As a result of this understanding, the word nomer and is not a reference to a leopard. We look at Rashi, lower part of the narrow lines, Elokekushi, v'hai nomer loshon tmura. Tmura means an exchange or a change. Hayavoch kushi oro, can a kushi change his skin? V'nomer chabub rosov, klomar v'yomir chaburas oro lachzer lekadluso, can a bruise return to its original state? Shelo yiskasha or b'mokom amaka, that the skin should not become hardened, maybe scarred, which is generally harder type flesh, harder tissue matter. So can that be? And the answer is a rhetorical question. No, it can't. The point is that the word chabab rusav doesn't mean colors. It rather is a reference to chaburos, injuries. And the word nomer is change. And the pasuk is saying, can a chabura change? No. So we see from here that a chabura is something, an injury, that doesn't revert back. It doesn't change. The Gemara continues. From a quote from the Mishnah, Shar Shkotzim, the Mishnah on Omer Aleph had said, we have this as category number two, Shar Shkotzim Ramosim, the Mishnah had said, Hachovah ben Potter, Sodon Lutzorach Chayim Shal Lutzorach Potter. The Gemara. Ho Horgon Chayov. The Mishnah said, regarding the Shar Shkotzim, one who it makes a chabola in them would be exempt because they don't have skin. Leaving, because they don't have skin, right? As we said, that it's only in something that has skin, we can say you have a chabola possibility. But there is room to infer from this Mishnah that if you were to kill them, you would be chayev. That's the Gemara. Ha horgon chayav. Man tano. Who would say that? Amar of Yirmiya, Rabbi Lezer he, Tesanya. It's in accordance with Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, Omer haorei kino b'shabas, kore gomo b'shabas. Rabbi Lezer says that one who kills a kino, which is a very small insect, it's like possibly a lice. If one kills a kino on Shabbos, it's like he killed a camel. In other words, a camel is an example of something, a very large animal. So Rabbi Lezer is saying you have to take very seriously killing a kina. So in asking the question, who is the Mishnah, who is the author of the inference we draw from the Mishnah that killing Shar Shkotzer Mosim results in a Shabbos violation of Netilas Neshama, it must be according to Rabbi Lezer, who says if you kill a lice on Shabbos, it's like killing a camel. In other words, it's a serious offense. It's an offense of Netilas Neshama. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. We have a little two of here. Rav Yosef represents an alternative pshat to Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yosef asks, Ad kan lo pligi rabbonon oleid Rav Elezer lo bikina. There is a machlokis between the Chachomim and Rav Elezer, but it's only with regard to the kina. De'eno poro v'rava. It's a type of creature that doesn't procreate through normal sexual conjugation. Aval shar shkotzim rosim depor v'rovin lo pligi, but other kinds of shkotzim rosim that are reproduced through normal sexual bonding, there's no argument. Namely, everyone is in agreement that he would be chayev. So that Rav Yosef's approach is different than Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya wanted to say the inference drawn from our Mishnah that killing Shar Shkotzer Motzim would result in a chiyuv, Yirmiyahu wanted to say that's according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yosef says everyone would agree with that. As far as, is there any machlokas? Yes, there's a machlokas regarding lice, but not a machlokas that's across the boards. Ushneim lo lomdu ela me'elim. The Gemara goes on to say that both Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Yosef learned their, or understood or learned their positions from the Elim. The Elim were rams that were slaughtered for their skins in the building of the Mishkan. Rabbi Lezer Savar, the double underline highlights Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan on the side of the Gemara. Under the Mivneh heading, we've written, Machlokas Rosa Rabbanan, Ma Lomdim Me'elim. What do we learn from Elim? Shenishkatu, the Tzorach Oran, Bevinyas HaMishkan, Legabi Netilas Neshama. We want to know, what are we going to learn from the Elim regarding the realm of killing? Nafkamina Barigas Kina. The Nafkamina will be regarding the killing of a Kina. So our Gemara continues. Rabbi Lezer Sovar Ke'elim. Rabbi Lezer said killing a kina is full-fledged netilas neshama. He learns from the elim, ma elim sheshvim netilas neshama. Just like the elim in the Mishkan, there is the removal of their breath of life. Av kol sheshbo netilas neshama, so to any creature where you remove its breath of life, where you kill it. Rabbanan Savri Ke'elim. They too learn from Elim, and the Chachamim's point of view was that one who kills a kina on Shabbos would be potter. Well, they learn from the Kinim. Ma, they learn from the Elim, that is. Ma Elim Deporin V'Ravin, just like the Elim have this characteristic that they procreate. Af Kol Deporin V'Ravin, so to anything else that procreates through sexual conjugation. That will exclude the kina, even though it has the breath of life to it, but it doesn't come about through puri of arivia. We have a bracket that's worth skipping momentarily. Vare parush, the par of a rava. We just got finished saying that if something is par of a rava, so even the chachamim will say that it's shayach netilas neshama. It's shayach to be over on killing it. What about the parush? Parush is another type of insect. The parav arava, it goes, it reproduces in normal sexual procreation. V'tanya hatsod parush b'shabbos reblazer mechayv rebishu poter. Here you have a parush which is parav arava, and one who captures it on Shabbos only according to Blazer Yechai, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, you will be exempt. Rav Omar Rav Ashi answers, how can you raise a question from this source, Seido Arigo Koramis? You're asking from the din of trapping to the din of killing. They're not related to one another. So the question is simply an unjustified question. Let's go over the bracketed section to see what we skipped. We had just got finished mentioning that Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan argue regarding the kina, regarding the lice, based on what they each one learns from the Elim. According to Rebbe Lezer, we learn from the Elim, which were shechted, that anything that has, that by killing it, you're removing its life, its breath of life, so you're guilty for netilas neshama. According to the Rabbanan, the emphasis is not on the removal of the breath of life, but it's creatures that are like the Elim that are Parav Harava. A kina is not Parav Harava, hence it's not going to be subject to Netilas Neshama. The Gemara in the brackets, Omale Abaye, the kina in Parav Harava. Is that really so? That the kina is something that doesn't reproduce through normal sexual reproduction? The Omar Mar, Yoshev Gosh Boruch Vizon, Mekarne Re'emim Va'ad Beit Sekinim. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits and sustains the world from the Karni Reimim, very large creatures, to the Beit Sekinim. Now it says Beit Sekinim. What does that sound like? It sounds like small kinim as they emerge from their eggs. So the kina is something that is laid by its mother and it reproduces. The Gemara says this is no question. The statement of Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizon Mikarni Reima Beit Sekinim Minahu the Mikri Beit Sekinim. It's a type of creature whose name is Beit Sekinim, but not that Beit Sekinim is a phenomenon of eggs of kina indicating that they're part of a rava. Question: V'atanya Tfuye U Beit Sekinim. We have another source that makes reference to Beit Sekinim, which again sounds like they reproduce. The Gemara says, no, Minahu de Mikri Beit Zikinim. It's a type of creature whose name is a compound name, Beit Zikinim. But as far as the common kina is concerned, it comes about through something we might refer to as spontaneous generation. We read this Gemara, but we'll read it again. Vare Parush, the Par of a Rava. We've said before the brackets that if something is Par of a Rava, so it's Shayach, it's related to the Isur of Netilas Neshama. Well, here's a Parush is Par of a Rava, Vitanya, Hatzot Parush, Bishabis, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev, Rabbi Shua Poter. Here you have, we thought beforehand that if something is Par of a Rava, everyone would agree that it lends itself to the Isur of Netilas Neshama. Well, here you've got Rabbi Yeshua saying you would be exempt if you trap a Parush. Omar Rav Ashi, Seida Arigo Karamis. Are you trying to ask a question from a source dealing with Seida? Which we dot underline the last word on the line before, Hatzod. This source is dealing with capturing. So you're asking from a case of capturing on to the issue of Hariga. Ad kan lo pligi rebozer bishuela, demor sovar dover shebemino nitzot chayav, demor sovar potter. The machlokas we see in this source between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shua, that's a machlokas regarding matters of tzeda. It's a tzeda machlokas. Rebbe Elazar holds even things that you don't ordinarily trap. If you trap it, you're chayev. And Rebbe Shua says you're exempt because it's not something that's ordinarily trapped. But as far as killing something, even Rebbe Shua will concede that you are guilty if you kill a parish. Before we continue in the Gemara, let us glance at the side under our Mivneh heading. You'll notice we have numbers 1 through 3 in diamonds. As you scan ahead in the Gemara, you'll notice they appear down the side of the Gemara text, the right-hand side of the Gemara text. And as you look in the Gemara text itself, you'll notice some more markings. There's a double underline highlighting the expression man tana, and you'll see Rav Yehuda Amar Rav in a diamond. So under our Mivneh heading, we've noted that the 1 through 3 represents Gimel Lishonos. There are three versions, B'she'elas man tana, regarding the question of who is the author. So we'll be presenting different sources and asking who is the author of these. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is featured in the diamond. He provides the answer each time. And we've noted Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, we said Utshuvas Rabbi Yehuda ben Amar Rav, Shebekulon hu oine, in each one of these numbers he will answer Rabbi Shimon hi. The source that we bring to the fore is authored by Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa Potter. And that will help explain each one of the sources, or who is behind each source. So we continue now in the Gemara. Hatzodon letzorech chayov. The Mishnah said if you capture the other types of shrotzim for a purpose, you for needing that particular creature that you trapped, you would be chayov mishum tzeda. And shelo letzorech potter, if you capture them for some reason other than the need of the animal itself that you trapped, so you would not be guilty of Meleches Tzeda. So the Gemara is Mantana. Who would make such a distinction? You can say this in simple terms. Who would make a distinction between, based on your purpose, as opposed to someone who say who would focus on the action? You trapped it. That's it. So we're asking, who is the author of this Mishnah that makes a distinction and doesn't look just at the action? Mantana, who is the author? Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Shimon hi. This is in conformity or with Rabbi Shimon. The Omar Malacha Shein Tzricha Lugufa Potter Aleha. A Malacha that's done, it's an action, a Shabbos violation that's done, but it's done with a purpose other than its design purpose, and Tzeda is designed for trapping something that you need, the item that you trapped, the animal that you trapped. According to Rabbi Shimon, therefore, if you are doing the Malacha and you don't need it for itself, Potter Olel. Iko demasni lo aho. There are those that teach Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav and his answer that Rabbi Shimon he on the following. So the source says, Hamafis Mursa b'Shabbos, a person who releases pus from his body on Shabbos. He punctures a pus accumulation. Im lasos lo pech, if your intention in making the hole is you want the hole to be there, to remain in your flesh, then chayav. That is, we've learned this before, that has to do with boine. Im lehoitzi men olecha, if your purpose in making the hole in the pus accumulation is simply to release the pus, and you don't care whether the hole remains, potter, you would be exempt. Man tana, who would author that idea? Who would make a distinction based on the purpose behind your action? Answer, Omer of Yehuda Amarav, Rabbi Shimon he. This is like Rabbi Shimon. The Omer Malacha She'ein, Tzricha Legufo Potter Oleo. If you're doing a Malacha, but you don't need it for its design purpose, when you make a hole, if you're making it because you need the hole, you want the hole to remain, that would be Litzorech Gufa. But if you're just making the hole to release the pus, that's Ein Tzricha Legufa. And therefore you would be exempt. Again, that's Rabbi Shimon's approach to these things, to Malachas. V'ikva demasni lo, aha. There are those that teach Rabbi Yehuda Marav's Rabbi Shimon he answer with regard to the following source. Hatsod nochosh b'Shabbos, one who captures a snake on Shabbos. Imis aseg bo shel shechenu poter. If your preoccupation with it is simply that it shouldn't bite you, you would be exempt. Im l'refuah, if you're capturing the snake because you want to produce medicines from the snake itself, chayov, you would be guilty of tzedah. Man tana, who would make this distinction? Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Shimon Hid. Omar Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, Poter Oleo. We have a new marking. You see a bow tie with a colored in tips on the side of our Gemara. There are no say mivne heading. We've noted Shnei Halachas Shel Shmuel. One, Benetilas Neshama. And two, ba'oikir dover migidulo, uprooting something from its point of growth. Not necessarily, it's not netilas neshama, it's a different violation. The Gemara. Omar Shmuel, hashelu dag minayam, a person who draws a fish out of the sea. And Rashi adds, we're talking about a fish that was already trapped in some, it's basically a fish in a confined space of water. So if you pull the fish out of this confined space of water on Shabbos, kimen shiyavash boi kisela chayav. A sela is a size, it's a coin, a known size. If a sela size of fish skin dries out, you will be chayav in violation of netilas neshama, of taking a life. Om Rav Yossi bar Oven, ubein snapirov. The dryness must be between its fins. Omer Avashi, and if we should point out that when that dryness develops, it's a sign that the fish is not going to continue to live. Omer Rav Ashi, lo temo yovish mamish, when Shmuel says that one is guilty when it becomes dry, it doesn't mean literally dry. El afilu de ovid riri, even if it is slimy, the slime forms, that also is a level of dryness that would be considered netilas neshama. The fish will die. Omar Mor Bar Hamduri, Omar Shmuel, Hoishit Yodo Lume Behemo, person inserted his arm into a pregnant animal, the Dilda Ubor Shibemeo, and lowered, basically removed the fetus from within, Chayov, he is guilty. My Taimo, what is the basis? Omar Rava, Rava tells us, Bar Hamduri Azbroli, Bar Hamduri explained to me, Lav, he explained to me, Lav Omer Rav Sheshes, did not Rav Sheshes say, regarding something else, did he not say, Hai man de tolosh kshusa mihizmi vihigi, one who removes a kshusa. Kshusa, I've seen it translated in English as hops. Rashi has a French word for it, but it's something that grows from the dampness that's on twigs. And Rashi says it grows from dampness of the twigs. Me reyach hakarkish hizmi yonik mimenu. It grows from the absorption of nutrients coming through the smell of the ground. That's a fairly literal translation. But the hizmi and higi are They are on the ground, and the keshusa grows on top of them. So one who removes the keshusa from the hizmin higi on which it's growing is chayev mishum oiker dover migidulo. He is removing something from its point of growth, and that is a tolda of kotzer, of removing, of harvesting something. You're removing something from its place of growth. So hachanami, so too with regard to the fetus, by removing it from its mother, mechayev mishum oikir dover migidulo. Now, don't ask the question, but, well, aren't you killing the fetus, and isn't that netilas neshama? So the answer to that is that until it's born, killing it would not be called netilas neshama. But taking it away from its point of growth, and the fetus might, it won't continue to live, that nevertheless is chayev because of this tolda called oikir dover migidulo. Amar Abaye, Haiman de Tolash, we continue at the top of Kuf Ches Omer Aleph, one who removes pitra me'una de chatzva, a mushroom from the rim of a pail, mechayev mishum oiker dover megidulo. He is guilty of that thing. The mushroom grows from the side of pails, and you're removing it from its site of growth. That's forbidden to do on Shabbos. Mosiv Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya raises an objection. If one removes a plant or something growing from a flower pot with a hole in it, so he is guilty. He is oker dover migidulo. He is chayav mishum kotzer. However, v'sheino nokuf, if he removes it from an unholed flower pot, he is exempt. Ah, but is he not removing something from its site of growth? The Gemara answers, there's a difference between removing something from an unholed flower pot and removing a mushroom from the edge of a pail. Hosam lav hainu ravise. It's not normal to plant things in unholed flower pots. So since it's not its normal place of growth, so he's punter if he removes something from the unholed flower pot. Hocho hainu ravise. But the mushrooms ordinarily grow on sides of pails, and therefore, removing it from that site, from its normal site of development, one is guilty of oker dover migidulo. With that, we conclude our shiur for